The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with five Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all time?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with five Y's. Movies, Baby!
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Best Show Best. This is the best of the best show, the new version of the best show. And for people who don't know, the best show takes place each and every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. till midnight over at thebestshow.net. And if you are new to the program, these are little bite-sized greatest hits samples of what we do every week. So check this out. And if you want more, you can listen to the full three-hour extravaganza and check it out. And if you want to support The Best Show, the way to do that is to download the episodes and to give us reviews on iTunes and to tell people that the show is back and that you like it. So please check out this new episode of Best Show Best. Best Show, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
Long time listener, first time caller. It's Bruce in Rumson.
Bruce in Rumson. Rumson, yeah. New Jersey.
Yeah.
What's going on tonight?
Just calling to say, hey, it's Roy's friend, Bruce.
Roy Philly Boy? Roy Ziegler?
Yeah.
His friend, Bruce.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous. I'm really nervous. Big fan of the show.
Oh, wait, is... Oh, my... This is not... Oh, my... This can... You're not... Because he called a few weeks ago and talked about Bruce... His friend, Bruce.
Right. Oh, hang on. Hey, Max, will you keep it down? I'm trying to talk to Tom.
Wait.
Thanks, man.
Max?
Yeah.
This is
the
not...
The mighty one.
The mighty... This is... No way. This is not Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, don't look at me like that, you dumb dingleberry.
Who's giving you a look?
Max, he's acting like his feelings are hurt.
Why would his feelings be hurt?
Because I told him to can it.
Oh,
we're at rehearsal right now. We're taking a little break.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You kind of...
That's why I'm calling you, actually.
Mm-hmm. Because taking a break?
I'm trying to find this Bee Gees song on iTunes.
Okay.
But I ain't having no luck.
You ain't having no luck?
That's what I said, yeah.
Well, Bruce, you know it's I'm not having any luck.
Look, man, I didn't go to Harvard like you did.
I didn't.
All your listeners. Was mean of me. I'm sorry.
That's all right, Bruce, but... I did not go to Harvard, and my listeners did not go to Harvard either, for the most part.
Sounds like you would have fallen asleep in class.
Yeah, you caught me there for a second. I had a sip of something, and then it caught me.
It's okay. Well, look, this song I'm looking for.
Yeah?
We want to cover it.
Okay.
But I can't find it. I'll sing it for you if you'd like.
Oh, I would love that.
All right, it goes something like this.
Oh, girl, you got your panties in a bunch when you saw me having lunch with Sheila. You threw my car keys in our pool, and now I'm acting like a fool trying to fish those bad boys out.
I'm like 84% sure it's on Spicks and Specks.
a Bruce?
Yes.
I've heard a lot of your records.
Right?
And I had no idea you could sing like that.
I can get up there if I really want to. I'm phoning it in most of the time, honestly.
You mean when you sing in a low, guttural...
Yeah. Yeah, I could sing Flight of Icarus if I wanted to, but I don't want to.
But why would you want to sing Flight of Icarus? That doesn't seem like your music.
Oh, I love Iron Maiden. They're the best.
You think your music doesn't sound anything like theirs?
No, that's all I listen to. As a matter of fact, I've been trying to get Gary to wear those striped leotards that Steve Harris wears. I've been trying to get him to wear those since, oh man, the River Tour.
To try to get him to, you're trying to get Gary Talent.
Yeah.
In your band.
Right.
To dress like the guy, the bassist in
he's
Iron.
He's not just the guy, he's the brains behind Maiden.
Okay.
You Eddie dummy.
Well, but you got, that was a pretty good one. You got
Eddie's
me.
Eddie's their mascot.
No, I know Eddie's their mascot. Are you? I didn't know you knew that.
Oh, yeah. Those guys took me up on Ed Force One a couple times.
The Iron Maiden airplane.
Yeah. See, you've seen the documentary, Death on the Road.
I have.
I knew it.
It's pretty exciting. Wait.
What?
What did you just do, Bruce?
Nothing.
No, I think I heard what you did.
I vaped.
You vaped? You're vaping?
Yeah. It's a vape bong.
A vape bong.
A bape.
A bape?
Yeah. It's a bong that's a vape.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Well, I guess there's a first time for everything, right? For you
really
learn about
it. Really relaxes me, takes the edge off.
You feeling a lot of tension lately?
I was, you know, but I'm not right now. But, you know, we're all getting ready to watch last night's Better Call Saul.
You and the E Street Band?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You see it?
I didn't see last night's, no.
It's supposed to be really good. I like what they're doing. I don't know if, are you into that?
I like the show, yeah.
I gotta say, though, man, the best thing Odenkirk ever did.
Yeah?
Do you remember this one episode of Mr. Show? It was one tiny little sketch where he and Cross are driving, and David is telling him that he's really sick,
mm-hmm.
and Odenkirk goes, "Oh man!" And David thinks that he's upset also because mm-hmm. David's sick, and then Odenkirk goes, "Oh man, my wife has been on my ass all week to bring home this magazine."
I remember that.
I think that's the second funniest thing I've ever heard.
And what's the funniest thing?
Have you seen Vacation?
The movie Vacation, National Lampoon's Vacation.
Yes, there's this one scene.
Do you call it National Lampoon's Vacation?
I sure do. I show it the full amount of respect, as should you.
Okay.
But you don't, do you?
I just did call it that.
That's a good man. Anyway, there's this scene
I never thought you'd call. This is a weird moment.
What?
I never thought the idea of you calling me a good man, the idea that Bruce Springsteen would say you're a good man, Tom, was that's the kind of thing you can only dream of happening. But I never thought it would happen under these circumstances where I'm a good man because I'm saying the full name of the movie National Lampoon's Vacation.
Like I say in the song Born to Run, life is full of weirdly odd twists and turns, my man.
That's from the song Born to Run?
It sure is.
Are there two different Born to Runs? Because
no.
I don't know if that's in the one I know.
Yeah, it's right after the line about strapping my hands across your engines. They made me change it to the other way.
That life is a series of twists and turns, my man?
Yeah. No, they made me change it where I tell the rider to strap their hands across my engines.
Mm-hmm.
I had it the other way around. They said it was too erotic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Bruce, you were saying about National Lampoon's Vacation.
Oh, yes, the line in question. Chevy Chase goes into this campground to rent some tents.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian Doyle Murray asks him for his address.
Yeah.
And Chevy Chase goes, why do I need to give you my address? And Brian Doyle Murray goes, well, I guess I got a mellow.
Well, it sounds like he's eating something the way you just did that impression.
He's eating watermelon.
Okay.
Crack the movie much? It don't sound like you do.
Well, I haven't seen it in a while.
Okay, well, that's neither here nor there.
Mm-hmm. So, Bruce.
Yes.
Boss. I guess, can I call you boss?
Oh, please don't call me that.
Uh-huh. You don't like that?
No.
Okay.
I like it when the ladies call me that.
Ugh.
Oh, man. I knew that was wrong as soon as I heard it coming out of my mouth.
Yeah, it didn't sound right, did it?
No.
So, Bruce. You're rehearsing, you said.
Right.
And you just decided to call up?
Well, I wanted to learn that song, and we can't find it nowhere. So I thought, who would know it you'd be the first person to know it because you're so well-versed in music.
Oh, well, that's flattering of you to say.
Oh, yeah. It's cool. I love the show.
Oh, thank you.
It was fun to talk to Mike for an hour.
You talked to Mike for an hour?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What were you guys talking about?
Everything.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, all kinds of philosophical things. Everything from, you know, nuclear fission to Marat.
Wow, that's a pretty well-rounded conversation.
I know, right?
Yeah. Everything from...
Sorry. Speaking of Philly, Roy's coming by. He just pulled in. He brought hoagies from Wawa for all of us.
So you have... Roy has... He's honking at you now?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I remember recently you honked at him.
I did, yeah, yeah.
And I know he has... You have a very interesting car that...
I do. Oh!
Well...
Hang on, you stinkadelphian freeloader!
Wait, is that a second horn?
Yeah, Roy has two horns now.
Because you have two.
So does Roy.
And did Roy do that because he's copying you?
Well, I teach.
I'm a
horn teacher.
Okay, so you teach people how to get a second horn on their car.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess that's the role of being a teacher, huh? You have to maybe. Wow, he is very impatient. Okay. Wow. He just hung up. How about that? How about that? Weird show tonight. Weird show. A lot of weirdness going on. Thanks again, everybody, for listening to Best Show Best. And I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes. I want to thank Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, John Worster, of course, and you. And once again, listen to The Best Show live each and every Tuesday night on your computer at thebestshow.net. Thanks so much.